Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. There were largely peaceful protests last night in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere following the release of videos showing the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols by five Memphis police officers. Christopher Blank from member station WKNO in Memphis reports on a night of protests there.
Tyre Nichols!
Protesters shouted his name and closed down a bridge, a peaceful demonstration for Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days after being beaten by police. The January 7th incident was captured on three police body cameras and one police surveillance camera. Officers can be seen trying to pin Nichols' arms. They aim pepper spray, punches, and kicks at his face. The videos came, as promised, following Thursday's indictment of the five officers on second-degree murder charges. Multiple other police and two EMTs also faced disciplinary action. After the videos were released, two sheriff's deputies, seen briefly in the footage, were relieved of duty pending the outcome of an investigation. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Blank in Memphis.
California police are investigating another mass shooting in the state, this time in the Beverly Crest neighborhood in Los Angeles. Three people were killed and four others were wounded. A shooting at a dance studio in Monterey Park last Saturday left 11 people dead. On Monday, a gunman killed seven people at farms in Half Moon Bay. Former President Mike Pence says mistakes were made, and he takes full responsibility for the classified documents discovered in his home in Indiana. He says the sensitive files should not have been in his personal residence.
Throughout my career in the Congress and as your vice president, we always sought to take great care in the handling of the nation's secrets.
He says he's directed his lawyers to work with the National Archives, the Department of Justice, and Congress, and to cooperate fully in any investigation. Israeli police say a Palestinian shot and wounded two people in East Jerusalem this morning. This comes a day after a shooting outside a synagogue in Jerusalem that killed seven Israelis. NPR's Daniel Estrin has more from Tel Aviv.
Police say a 13-year-old Palestinian boy opened fire outside a Jewish settlement site in a Palestinian neighborhood. The wounded men were a father and son, and they were rushed to the hospital. Police say the gunman was shot and wounded. On Friday night, at the start of the Jewish Sabbath, a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue, killing seven people and wounding three others. Police killed the gunman and have arrested dozens of his relatives. Friday's attack was the deadliest attack against Israelis in years, and took place a day after Israeli troops carried out their deadliest raid in the occupied West Bank in years, killing nine Palestinians, including militants and a civilian. Israeli police say they're on high alert for more violence. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News. Another Arctic front will be affecting much of the country in the coming days. Frigid cold temperatures are expected in Minnesota, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. Several inches of snow are likely from Iowa into Michigan. A panel of expert advisors is recommending that the federal government increase its oversight of experiments that might make viruses and other germs more dangerous. Infectious disease researchers are worried this new advice could slow down or even stop their work. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
A group called the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity says that more proposed experiments should go through a special cost-benefit analysis to see if the potential risks of altering a pathogen in the lab are worth the knowledge that could be gained. But microbiologists say their work is already highly regulated, and more oversight could stifle important research that's needed to prepare for the next pandemic. The advisory panel's recommendations will now be considered by officials and policymakers at the White House, the National Security Council, and research funding agencies. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The FBI says it's shut down a major criminal ransomware gang known as Hive. Government hackers were able to gather enough information to help more than 1,000 victims recover their files, saving more than $100 million in ransom payments. The State Department is offering a reward for intelligence connecting the hackers to foreign governments. Experts suspect Russian involvement. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.